My name is Jackie Sammons, and I'm a student at Berwick High School. I'm about to interview Colonel Hatfield, who is the director of Casey Airfield, for my HSE local history option. I'll be asking the Colonel various questions about the history and the development of the airfield. Can you tell me how long you've been involved with the Casey Airfield?
Well, I personally commenced flying here in 1952. But the airfield, of course, has been established since 1936. So that the airfield actually has been in existence for a period of some 50 years now.
Why did you become involved with the airfield?
Well, I have been interested in flying for quite a considerable period of time. The airfield, at the time when I first came here, was owned and operated by Lord and Lady Casey. It was a very pleasant place to fly. It was accessible to Melbourne, and it was not as congested as either Essendon or Moorabbin. And for recreational purposes, it had a great deal to offer, a great deal more to offer, and much more attractive than the more densely operated airfields.
Does this mean that you were associated with the airfield before the development of the outlying areas?
Oh, quite certainly so. Yes, yes, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the paddocks or the approaches to Casey Airfield all the way around, excepting on the village side, were just open rural land, without houses of any sort, apart from the farmhouses which were sprinkled about here, just here and there. But there was nothing of the sort of build-up that you see today. That's all come along since.
Right. Did the airfield serve any specific function?
Yes, it did. During the war, for example, it was used as a satellite training field for the other aerodromes, some of them anyway, in the Melbourne area. It was used quite extensively by the aero clubs that were established in those days on Essendon Aerodrome. It was used for field day activities and for flying training activities and such like. The Caseys encouraged others to use the aerodrome. They were aviation enthusiasts themselves, and they liked to have people around them that were interested in flying and who came in here with their own aeroplanes.
Okay. Approximately how many people today use the aerodrome regularly?
Well, we have, under training, at any one time, usually about 50 or 60 students, some of whom go on to commercial standing.
Do they all own their own planes?
No, not all of them. Many of them use our aeroplanes, but there are a number of private owners who keep their aeroplanes at Casey Aerodrome and who live locally. In fact, a number have moved into the area here because of the existence of the aerodrome and because it enabled them to keep their aeroplanes handy to where they're proposing to live. Where they do now live, such as, for instance, Dr. John Pearson up at Harkaway, and Mr. Gunther Meyer on Casey Drive. He has three aeroplanes here. Also, Mr. Peter White over at Brentwood Estate, who lives in the old Brentwood homestead. He has an aeroplane here which he uses to commute between here and his business at Ballarat and elsewhere. And these people use their aeroplanes in connection with their business for the most part. Mr. Graham Waddingham, who lives in Beaconsfield, also has an aircraft here which he uses in connection with his business, and there are a number of more.
Can you tell me whether the people that use the airfield mainly fly for recreational purposes, or do some use the airfield for specific reasons like business?
Well, I've partly answered that question in what I've said before. Those that have aeroplanes stationed on the airfield, most of them use their aeroplanes for business as an essential part of their business, but the majority of the people who come here come to fly from here because, as I found myself in the early days, Casey Airfield is eminently suitable for private flying. And the area surrounding Casey Airfield is a pleasant area and a good environment for recreational flying. And the environment itself is conducive to training.
And can you describe to me how the development of Brentwood Estate, the bypass and other estates have affected the running and growth of the airfield, if at all?
Well, so far as Brentwood Estate is concerned, the development of Brentwood Estate has not in any way affected the operation of the airfield, nor do we feel that the existence of the airfield has detracted from the environment of Brentwood Estate, because our approach path is to the north of the estate, and the noise factor, or the noise generated by the light aircraft, is less, in my opinion, than the noise caused by the transport or the vehicles using the bypass road. So far as the bypass road is concerned itself, whilst we had to relinquish a small part of our property to the Country Roads Board, as it was called at that time, for the construction of the road, the existence of the road itself, the bypass, doesn't detract from the aerodrome. In actual fact, it's an advantage to us because it gives us very much better exposure. Quite recently, there has been a new development take place on the northwest side of the aerodrome, this is probably going to be, well, will be much closer to our movements, to our air movements, than what Brentwood Estate is. But I don't see that our existence is detrimental, really. The other thing is that I did explain to the developers at the time when they first mooted the idea that we were going to continue to operate the airfield as we are, and that they should take account of this if they felt that our presence was going to be detrimental to them. And they said it didn't matter.
Can you comment on the airfield's popularity since the residential areas have expanded?
Well, generally speaking, so far as I'm able to determine, the residents do not object to the airfield. There may be one or two here and there, but the majority of residents don't. And the people that I speak to in the village convey to me that they support the continued existence of the airfield. And that, of course, is satisfactory as far as I'm concerned.
And finally, can you give me your opinion on whether the future growth of Casey Airfield will be jeopardised by the further expansion of residential areas?
I don't believe so. As far as I'm aware, the development that is projected would not interfere with the continued operation of the airfield. There is a large area of what is now rural land to the eastern side of the aerodrome, which belongs to a gentleman with whom I've discussed the question, and he stated that the existence of the aerodrome is unlikely to prejudice his plans in the future. He has no plans for the immediate future at that.
Right, Colonel Hetfield, thank you very much for your time and help on this interview.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
I hope it'll be of use to you.
Thanks.